Even at this late hour, we have DJ Selvi out. Just left the station for a short few minutes there. Be back on the air very shortly, I do hope. Just to dig into more little bits of information to see can we possibly get down to the actual truth of rumours. Personally, knowing from other people's troubles, yes, certainly many, many people have come along to me and shared their troubles and their deepest of secrets with me. And I have tried to do what I can for them. Yes, I know life only too well and what it's like. Those secrets, naturally, they stay with me. So I can safely say that things like rumours, they've cropped up in other people's lives. And I've lent a hand where I could, but always, where there have been rumours, even attempts by myself, I've failed to clear the air completely. Always. That is the way with rumours. As I said, poor Richard Nixon. If that man had been absolutely honest and the rumours had flown around, he would still be in the position he is in now, out of office, simply because there were rumours. Many, many people, even in this city here, would find that they've had to maybe move district and things like that just because someone doesn't like them, or for some reason or other, monetary gain or what have you, starts up what amounts to a poison pen campaign against them. That you cannot fight. There is no earthly way of fighting it. Because in this instance, where the allegations are that children were molested, as I said, children will say one thing to one person, and they'll say another thing to another person. So there you are. Which is the truth? Nobody knows. People against the station naturally believe that the allegations, there must be some truth in them. People for the station, many, many of you there, all out in support of Radio Dublin, if you are absolutely honest with yourself, yes, you will say, well, now, was there something in it? That is exactly what you will say. If you're really honest with yourselves, as I have tried to be with every one of my staff. So there you are. That's the situation regarding rumours. You cannot ever clear a person's name once you start a rumour. That's why I have named out only one particular gentleman altogether. Mr. Frank Murray. Granted, Mr. James Dillon of Television Club fame has been to the station here, and as I've told himself and a few others, right, James, if I wanted to throw mud, oh, what mud could be thrown? But what is the sense in making two wrongs and hoping they'll make one right? That does not happen. So James, who has acknowledged that he was the person who first moved from the station, the actual ringleader in the movement of people out of Radio Dublin, he says he's not too sure whether there was truth in the allegations or whether there was not. He personally was inclined to believe in them. So he was going. Whether he actually encouraged others to go, or that they all followed along like sheep to the slaughter, we do not know. Such things perhaps will come out in the open in the future. But there again, that's the whole news on this station. I have asked some newspapers to steer clear of publicity on some items of it, which were bad, no doubt of that. All of you are listening out there at the moment. Well, that is the news. You may publish every bit of this news, all of it, if you see fit. I have no objections there. cleared off the actual main news of this station. Right, what do we intend doing from here onwards? Well, the gossip will attempt what little we can do in the future to clear it, but personally, I don't think the mud will ever. And that mud is very hard to get rid of, especially when it's thrown in quantities. But that's the situation. Onwards, Radio Dublin must go. Its name, so Snow White for the past 11 years, is no longer so. The whole radio movement as such has been brought into disrepute. FRC Ireland, the Free Radio Campaign of Ireland, with its organizer, Mr. Kieran Murray, it also has been brought into disrepute. And there was an organization, the Free Radio Campaign of Ireland, with affiliations to organizations throughout England and Europe. And now Ireland has to be the country to sully the good name of an organization such as that. Others working there in the background. Derek Cho, a partner of mine for years. Certainly, I did trust very much. Derek, the words of your work during this past week, I can't verify them much. I would gladly welcome you along to the station to explain a little point in just going on a telephone line. I'm not that hard to meet. I don't bite. I don't think anyone in this station at any stage could say that. Well, when the matter is serious, that I won't sit down to talk. Some of them, yes, Shay West's out there, Seamus McLaughlin. Shay, I have been abrupt with at times. Simply because there's so much to do in this station besides sit down and talk about finicky little things about how a programme should go or what record should be got from where, and maybe the writing on some of the requests is not too clear. Unfortunately, with myself and Sylvia just to run it, it is most difficult to spare time to everyone. What little time I can spare, yes I do, so that when it extends beyond a couple of minutes, I must be abrupt and cut off and get out and maybe meet some appointment. Always late, usually late on every appointment. Others who have been to the station, Mr. John Lee. John Lee, organizing our magazine. John has been here with his father. Certainly that has been earlier in the week, for which I am grateful about that. Yes, the last minute callers late on Saturday night. Well, it's hardly a time to call. There was the whole week to call up and see me. Why call at such a late hour, Saturday night, when they know only too well nothing can be done before Sunday news time. News time had been well enough promoted during the week. Everyone knew of it. Everyone knew that I knew of the inside workings of the Big D. Only the other day there, meeting with John Paul and just five other people in the room, where they knew I had information that the transmitting room there, hidden in the basement, had a steel door on it and that its lock did not work. Right, so they got the lock working and John could point to five people there and say, right, only you five people know that that lock is now working. So one of you is feeding back information to Radio Dublin. Right, so that's the extent of my information. And to the people who gathered up that and took such great risk in doing it, who took such a risk in going through that station to find out who was the instigator of the whole lot, my sincere thanks to you all. It took some doing, don't I know it, particularly in view of allegations being laid, which they didn't personally know were true or untrue. I just wasn't there, so how could I prove one way or another? But they were willing to go ahead and rely on me. Mr. James Dillon said last night, the Big D is an entity now. It will continue in operation. Other stations have been allowed to visit us here. Yes, during the week, not leaving it, of course, to the last minute to attempt to alter news. Capital Radio, which operates on further down the waveband there, on the far side of RTE. They just enjoy playing records and music and playing an odd request, non-commercial. They have been along and provided us with this latest copy of Bula Bula, our theme song. Our original one, of course, taken away again by an ex-member of the staff. He was a member of Radio Dublin late last year, Mr. Jimmy Sendlider. Just taken away from the station. All of our station jingles, right, you hear some of them going out now, because some have been recovered. DJ Dave has returned two of them. Others have come back. Not the original jingles, no, they are still missing. Nobody knows where they are. But we've appealed to listeners to send in recordings of the station, and we have picked out some of our jingles, very good quality out of it, and them we do now use. certainly said some weeks ago in the Sunday World to beware of the big sparing gifts. Well, we were given a gift of a nice holiday. Yes, we were. The Greek sparing gifts. Kevin, you must have been a prophet in that instance. We did not look out. We did not examine. We should have known. Everyone said the same when we came back. The man who gave you them holidays, him, why did you not think? But no, we did not. The temptation, I suppose, was there. Again, we were only human. We had worked on this station since last December, anyway, or a little previous to that. We had worked roughly 18 hours a day, perhaps 20 some days, every day of the week. There was no question of a break. So, and Mr. Frank Murray arrived along and offered us a free holiday to Spain for 7 days. Well, if you put yourself in our position, working non-stop, getting to look much older than our years, what would you do? I suppose you'd do the same as Adam did in the garden. You'd take a little bite of the apple. Well, there you are. You see what happened to poor Adam. Now you see what happened to this station. I see what happened to myself. But there you are. Temptation was there. And I took it. And it serves me right in one sense. I should never have gone. But one thing we can do, we can look forward. One thing nobody can do is wind the clock backwards. We cannot go back. What has been done has been done. Let us make the best we can out of this mess. Clear it up if we can. Fairly tired, certainly. The only thing available to hand, of course, is the old cigarette, and the throat's getting very, very dry. At this instance, I think I would like to go over at 27 minutes past 3, just to ensure that everybody out there knows that this is, yes, a live broadcast. I'd like to go over now to DJ Sylvie. Let her have a few words with you. I don't expect her to stay on the airwaves for any length of time at all, because, like myself, we have been working absolutely non-stop. She is definitely physically exhausted, the same as I am myself. But the station itself must continue, so our time is needed on it. DJ Sylvie.
Thank you. a very good afternoon to you. Welcome to Radio Dublin 253.
After you, sit down.
Reminded that I had forgotten one item of news, just one small item of news regarding the movement of all, or practically all of the Radio Dublin staff to the Big D, as it's now called. People were asking there, why on earth didn't I mention who was behind the Big D? Yes, well, it's very difficult without an actual script or something like that in front of me to remember everybody. I try to recall them all as I go down along the line. While the actual financial backing there to make it a viable proposition, as all of these breakaway stations have got, they've got financial backing behind them. And the financial backing there behind the Big D, of course, is Mr. Noel Kirwan and his wife Joan, owners of Angel Boutique up in the Gaiety Green. That's right. Mr. Noel Kirwan, a very shrewd businessman. Mr. Kirwan, I am well aware that you and your wife have had real problems there, certainly recently. I do appreciate that. Yes, you've had great problems. I know of them. And it's awkward for me to come out and name you as the backing behind the Big D, the financial backer there. I do understand there is more up above, but as yet I cannot prove it, so I dare not mention other names. There you are, Angel Boutique, Gaiety Green. A good commercial sponsor on the Radio Dublin programmes there. Take over our financial controller there of the Big D now. I know it is difficult on those two people there. They've had their problems. I won't go into them over the airwaves. They've had real problems and suffering over the past couple of weeks. But I must consider one thing. They are two people who have had suffering of their own. They will get over it. This station has a responsibility to so very many people. They won't get over this problem at any stage. So with regret, I must name out names there again. And now we'll take ourselves back into part 6. Oxygen. Give us a little more air to breathe in this studio.
You're in tune with Radio Dublin, 253 metres on the medium wave. This is yours truly, Matt the Hoople, until 6 o'clock with lots of good music because... Just as I was about to say before everything went wrong, the sound of VLO and Mr. Blue Sky. On the streets, Yeah, don't forget we're still taking requests here at 253. The magic number to ring, 758684.